Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm still down here in the Southland and trying to keep from weeping.
Yeah. Well, I guess my take is it doesn't really matter which one because the Lord is in charge of this thing. And it always has been, and the Bible clearly says he does pick our leaders. I don't know exactly how that works in a free country, but that's what it says. So I'm going to assume if Biden is in, the question is he going to remain in, or is Trump or Obama or somebody like that coming in? Very, very fascinating. Let's start out with what we just talked about before the show. You said that ARC code, Barry Rothman, has come up with a new code. I have not seen it, so can you explain what he has to say about his own code and what it is?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Matter of fact, a lot of the mainstream media today has announced that Joe Biden is now the president-elect. And for people that don't really realize that's going on, most, even Fox is mouthing the same kind of similitude, you know. And
yep.
Pelosi came on today with a press conference and called Joe Biden the president-elect and said that the Democrats had been given a mandate now to rule America. And so anyway, Barry Rothman ran the code today. It's not still under construction, but the first matrix is up. Rothman titled it America Votes for Surrender to China and Violence. And ironically, Rothman made a comment, and then I'll tell you about the code, but Rothman's comment was after he ran this code, he says, unless the courts reverse the vote, the American voter has chosen Joseph Biden as ruler in the land, and he is encoded to surrender the U.S. Army to the Chinese. And there's 11, isn't that an odd number, 11 wordings in the matrix. The last four are actually a phrase, but let me read these real quick and get your, you know, from what we've seen today, get your opinion. And this is the matrix. Number one, Joe Biden. Number two, thief. Number four, correction, three, president. In other words, it called Joe Biden the thief president. you gotta give the Torah code credit. It's got everybody's number. It already
yes.
has everybody's number. Anyway, Joe Biden, thief, president, number four, to surrender. Number five, army. Number six, Chinese. Number seven, Joseph lives. Number eight, and he is ruler. Number nine, in all the land. Number 10, and the earth was filled. Number 11, with violence. What do you think?
Well, if the timeline is correct, and I believe it is, that we're entering soon into Daniel's 70th week, and whatever happens to Israel during that time basically happens to the United States. Remember, we have a solar eclipse coming in 2024, cross, making a big X, or one could say blotting out mighty Babylon. But before that happens, we go into total and complete lawlessness, according to the scriptures. And here, let me read something. This is from Habakkuk. The burden that Habakkuk, the prophet, did see, depending on how you want to pronounce it. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save?
Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are those that rise up strife and contention. Now, we know who those are. Therefore, the law is slacked. Judgment does never go forth. For the wicked compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceeds. That kind of echoes what you just read. Doesn't it?
Well, it does. And by the way, just before the show started, Lou Dobbs was on. That's Fox Business. And I always say Fox Business because that is certainly a different take than Fox News.
Fox News is gone. They're far left now.
Yep, you're right. Anyway, Lou Dobbs had Sidney Powell on and Tom Fitton. And, of course, Sidney Powell is Michael Flynn's attorney, and Tom Fitton is Judicial Watch that has really sued the government a lot to obtain a lot of the emails that we've got so far. Anyway, they were reporting, and this was interesting, they were talking about the claims of voter fraud across the USA, and Sidney Powell and Tom Fitton both said it's absolutely there and it's absolutely visible. And they say that this is the scary part here, guys. And the reason I say that is because when Lou Dobbs asked Sidney, well, are the FBI and the DOJ are doing anything about it? And she says, well, we hear that they're investigating. Boy, that really tells me a lot right there. If DOJ and they're investigating. But listen, this is what they said. This thing's a lot deeper because both of them indicated, they said the deep state insiders went into computer vote programs and changed the vote totals for Biden and took away from Trump. So the internal vote tabulations, and remember how, you know, Trump was doing so well, and then suddenly he stopped and Biden just skyrocketed from everywhere.
Yes.
And what's bad is, you know, here we got DOJ and FBI maybe are going to look into it. Boy, that's a joke. But Sidney Powell, who is extremely intelligent and knowledgeable, she says only, let me repeat this, maybe people are not listening clearly, only the United States military intelligence can even grapple with this issue, and that's because apparently the programs that we've used to change voter totals in other countries in coups, the CIA has used, is what they used against us in our own election, and something called CrowdStrike and Hammer something. I didn't get all of that, but Stuart, this is a lot deeper. You know, I know a lot of people are kind of fixated on, well, maybe an illegal voted, maybe a dead person voted. Hey, this goes a lot deeper. This is a coup.
Well, people really ought to realize something here because, like I said in the beginning, how is it that Trump can go to any state in the United States and draw thousands and thousands of people to come and listen, while Biden can only maybe bring 40 to 100, no matter where he goes, if he even brings that much? And the same goes for Harris, who is a dyed-in-the-wool, deep, global communist. This is a communist insurrection, folks. You're witnessing the takeover of the United States of America by the communists. That's what Habakkuk is actually talking about. Why dost thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me. The wicked compass about the righteous. Well, that's the termination of the Christians, the Bill of Rights, those who believed in motherhood, apple pie, the Constitution, law and order. The communists are global, deep state, satanically run. Satan owns them, lock, stock, and barrel.
if they do not repent, and I think the time of the grace or the church age is now about over, and we're going to go into a whole new, I guess one could call it dispensation. I know there's tons of people out there who don't believe in dispensations. Well, God does, and he clearly says so. But anyway, the law is slacked, and that's exactly what we're watching. All you got to do is look at the Michael Flynn case, and you got this judge who is exercising authorities he doesn't even have. Nobody's stopping him. Nobody's doing anything. George Soros is another good example, committing high treason, sedition at the very least. Has he been arrested? He's an American citizen. No, hasn't been touched. All these people never get touched. So what they're trying to do is start an armed revolution. They want to incite the people to the point where their guns come out of the closet. And I believe this election facade is exactly what this is about. And I think this was long planned. The way this is playing out, even with recounts, they said that it would probably be in December before these recounts could be decided. Well, that means, I think, now I don't know what the exact date is, but there is a date in December in which Pelosi and the House take over, as far as I know. Now, you, some of you guys out there are pretty computer savvy. You could look it up as to exactly when the House of Representatives can take over in a dispute. Remember that Pelosi said that in a dispute she was going to take over. And she said it more than once. And so I think this is what's really going on.
Hey, Stuart.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you may want to dovetail in here real quick. The information that just recently came out that, of course, Pelosi today announced publicly in a public press briefing, as Speaker of the House, announced that he was President-elect Biden. And right after that, Stuart, and I saw the information on it, they set up, the deep state set up a no-fly zone, a restricted fly area over Biden's house, and also sent more Secret Service agents as they would to guard a president-elect. So without even, this is without Congress. This is really without the Supreme Court. Nobody has ordered this. This is a deep state initiative moving forward on its own, and that goes along with what you're talking about.
Yep. We have we've been overrun, and the American people are to blame for it. I'm not blaming Biden. I'm not blaming Trump or anybody, because God is going to hold the American people themselves responsible for this. We're a very unique nation. The people of America can rise up at any time and put a stop to this sort of thing. They won't do anything. Well, fine. If that's the will of the people, then hell awaits. And I'm talking about hell here. Any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Not my words, those are right out of the scriptures. Any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. I find it very difficult that many people voted for Biden and Harris, but if they want communism and they want slave labor, and they want total control over their lives, then they better start looking in the mirror, because that's what they voted for. And they're going to find it out the hard way, the real hard way. And this hasn't even begun yet. here's another bit of scripture for Babylon. Thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Now, this is deep state, global deep state. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. This is the United States. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If it be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so, be thou mayest prevail. Well, of course, we know that mighty Babylon the Great, the United States of America, goes down into the dust of history, never to rise again, never to be seen again, and its people are terminated. This is what happens, folks, when you take the blessings of the Lord in Deuteronomy 28, probably I think it's 1 through 15 are the blessings. And then the Lord said, but if you do not hearken unto me and to my words, this is what's going to happen to you. All these curses shall come upon you, and you shall not escape, and they shall come upon thee, and they shall terminate thee. I'm just using paraphrase, but that's what it means. You are going to be terminated. I have been warning people for 30 years who America was. All I get is a finger. Couldn't possibly be true. Well, it is true. You're going to be terminated. We have now just turned a corner. It doesn't matter if Trump prevails. It doesn't matter if Biden prevails. The Lord has started the judgments. Now they're coming much more rapidly, much more rapidly. The American people have stood by, and as the Bible says, mad upon their idols, football, baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer ball, all the sports where these guys are making millions of dollars for playing these sports. How is that possible? Because the people themselves are mad upon their idols. I go to people's houses sometimes, very rarely now, but when I do, what do I hear? Well, I can't wait for the next football game. Or we got to quit this conversation. There's a football game coming on, or a baseball game coming on. These people are the American people, and they are mad upon their idols. It is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And what does God say? I'm going to terminate you. You took my blessings, then you turned around and gave me the finger. I'm not going to stand for it. You're going down. And I watch Trump. I watch Biden. I watch Fox News. I watch all these people. They have not one clue as to the hell they are bringing upon themselves. But when Biden takes in, or if it's not Biden and Pelosi, and I think this is the other issue, I don't think Biden's going to come in the way they think he's going to come in. You may remember that Pelosi said, I'm going to take over, and I am going to choose who runs America. Larry, was that like 6 months ago when she said the American people have no say in this? I have the say.
Yeah, I think it was. And what's so shocking is, I think that about half of the American people are trying to betray the other half, and in the end, the whole entire American population will be betrayed.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole plan. And then the people who planned all this out end up being destroyed themselves. It's something that God has done right along, and it's something that even these deep state people, the military, the generals, and all of these people, even the sheriff and police departments, who partake in this. When this thing comes about and your usefulness has been worn out, you are also, along with your families, going to be murdered and butchered. The communists have no mercy. It's satanic. It's satanic all the way to its core. Satan only knows how to hate. There is not one little itty-bitty ounce of love in Satan's heart. He is, as Larry has called it, ancient evil, total hatred, total darkness. I don't understand why people do not figure out what's really going on here. In Genesis, the fall took place with the ingestion, and I have no idea how it worked, of the knowledge of good and evil. You take a bucket of white paint, you take a bucket of black paint, pure hatred, pure evil, and you mix it in with the white paint, which is good and love, what do you got? An admixture, knowledge of good and evil. That's the fall. When that took place, Jesus Christ locked down the matrix. Humanity is in a prison house. In fact, the whole universe is in a prison house. Science is just now beginning to figure it all out. All you got to do is go on YouTube and look at what science is finding out. They're proving the Bible is true. They're proving Jesus Christ is exactly who he said he was. And yet they cannot connect those dots. But it's there whether they can connect it or not. We're in a prison house. Nobody gets out of here alive. So there you go. Jesus Christ is the only one who came into the matrix, told us exactly what was happening, told us exactly what to do about it, and he himself had the key to unlock that door. And what has humanity done? Given him the finger. Even the Christians have given him the finger. They will not do what Jesus commanded them to do if they want to escape the matrix. We don't have to do that. Well, there's no way God would ask us to do that. Well, then I got some very, I got a several very nasty emails the other day, and all I can reply to it, because I don't want to take up the time for it, is if you want to assign yourself to hell, go ahead. If you want to contradict your Lord, go ahead. If you don't want to believe what Jesus Christ commanded you to do, and you want to redact all this, go ahead. Your blood's not on my hands. I could care less. And if you go into the Apocrypha, God says, I'm not going to shed even one tear for all those millions that are lost. Why? Because I told them what to do, and they wouldn't do it. They said no. This is what's happened to America. We said, no, we will not have Jesus Christ to rule over us. Even the Christians will not have Jesus Christ rule over them. It's all a fake. It's all baloney. Male bovine droppings, every bit of it. If you won't do what the Lord said, you're going to hell, pure and simple. If you don't believe what the Bible says, you will end up in eternal ruin. Doesn't matter what the religions of the world say. It doesn't matter what the philosophers of the world say. Jesus Christ proved who he was, and we have rejected it, and the American people have rejected it, and now they are turned into hell. And when Biden takes over, and Harris or whoever it is, because Pelosi can choose, who I think, whoever she wants, you're done. And frankly, I guess I don't really feel very sorry for the American people. You chose a far left core communist like Harris? You voted for that? You send your sons and daughters off to war to fight communism? And you bow down and kiss the boots of a communist and you vote her? And this, I don't know what to call Biden other than he's senile. Can't even pronounce a sentence right. You voted for him as well? Well, don't come crying to anybody when all hell breaks loose in the United States, because I'm going to tell you something. The blood of the American people is going to run very, very high in the streets of America. The Illuminati have planned this out for years and years and years. We have warned you about it. Larry has warned you about it. I've warned you about it. I've made many, many video documentaries to prove it. I gave you the documents, and what did you say to me? You're an idiot. You're far off the wall. You're just a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut. You could have stopped it. You didn't. Now it's here. So don't come crying when the people come knocking on your door and take you to a FEMA camp and kill your woman and your children in front of your face. You have no idea what horrific thing you just did with this vote. And it wouldn't have made any difference anyway. If Trump had won, it's just a little bit of a delay. That's all it is. I think God is done with delays. I think he has said, this is it. The only prayer we have now is that the Lord is not done with Donald Trump. And he's not done with Israel, and we're going to have him set up the temple. This thing is sliding very, very rapidly. I don't know, Larry, I hate to go into a rant about it, but with everything, this is going down exactly as they planned.
Well, Stuart, not only that, not only is it going down as they planned, but we're using the communist style of social media right out of the cupboards of China, you know, that we call it big tech, and they are now, the last few days since this election, they have doubled down, and they're actually shutting down any groups that want to look into the election integrity. They're stopping Trump's tweets to the American people. They've shut down, I think, deplatformed Rush Limbaugh. Hagman got deplatformed, suspended, banned. You know, I can just go on and on about all of them, you know, that's now being taken down and shut down. And the truth is literally, Stuart, biblically laying out in the street trampled.
Yep. Well, that's what the Bible says happens when you reject God. It's just too bad to watch. It's too bad to see a nation. And I knew this was coming. I did the American Babylon connection. I did Why is America Babylon? And I just don't think people believed it. Well, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. What God says, we are Babylon. Very simple. It's not a matter of interpretation. He has given over 140 descriptive parameters to prove what nation it is. It's America. We're the only ones that fulfill those parameters. Nobody else does. Oh, it's Rome. Oh, it's Israel. I mean, come on, folks. Read your Bibles. Your time is running short. The age of grace is almost closed. There is absolutely no question in my mind that the rapture of the real bride of Christ is very close at hand. I don't know exactly if the whole church is going to go. My guess is it does, and that's too bad because millions upon millions upon millions of Christians stand before the Lord Jesus Christ totally and utterly rejected. These are his people. These are the Christians. This is not the general population out there that are going to be left behind to face the horrific nature of the last part of the tribulation period. I mean, this is, I don't know, Larry. You can warn people and warn people, but they won't listen. The Bible says they won't listen. But you got to warn them anyway. And as I've said, their blood is not on my hands. I've been doing this now for 30 years. You've been doing it for longer. This is amazing, and I find it absolutely incredible. But it's really no different than the COVID-19.
the American people
took this
in. Well, we don't, Stuart.
Yeah,
we
go
don't,
ahead.
Yeah, we don't have to worry too much about COVID-19 because if they put Biden in office, he's going to turn the lights out. America don't have to worry about COVID-19. It ain't going to be anybody going anywhere to get it anyway. But he has openly said
that he was going to lock down the United States. You're going to be forced to wear a mask, which is absolutely useless. It doesn't do anything. There are many, many scientific reports to prove it. If you say something like that, you're immediately censored. So it doesn't really matter. As Larry just said, truth lies in the streets. But the people of America could bow down and scrape up that truth if they wanted it. They don't want it. They want lies. They want sweet sayings in their ears like Biden and Harris. You have no idea what's coming, folks. No idea. You could go visit maybe Nazi Germany. You could visit China. You could go to Pol Pot and read what happened to the people under these people. This is going to be a lot worse, and the reason it's going to be a lot worse is because who's going to stop them? It was America that used to stop or at least proclaim righteousness. That's all gone. And I don't hear the church, even a peep. All I hear is fake salvation gospel. Like Franklin Graham, he's got big ads on TV. Well, it's a start. Jesus warned about people like Franklin Graham. He has warned about these kind of people. Peter warned about them. Jesus warned about them. Revelation warned about them. Nobody's paying any attention, so I guess you get what you deserve, or God is not a just God. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, you know, and while we're waiting for the hammer to fall, if you will, there's a very interesting post a couple of days ago. I mentioned it to you the other day, I think. Israel 365 News, that's breaking Israel news, basically. The rabbis have been looking at the election, the American election. Let me read you these headlines and what they say.
Yes.
Get your opinion. And basically it says, civil war to ensue from the U.S. 2020 election, says the 2020 election with no real answers, coming rights based in Genesis, says Trump fixing justice, turning election over to U.S. Supreme Court, ? And they quote a righteous man fallen in the street from Proverbs 25:26. And that basically what they're coming out with and saying is interesting because it's a concept I hadn't even thought of. They are saying USA Civil War is a Cain versus Abel. The Civil War, or what is called in Hebrew Milchemet or Kim, is a war of brothers. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what Satan does. He divides and conquers. He gets them to kill each other. And as soon as the guns come out of the closet, which they will sooner or later, they'll start killing each other. It's no different than the Civil War. I mean, you had brother fighting brother, and it was horrendous what they did to each other. It's stupid. It is absolutely stupid. But then again, Barry Rothman said the American people suffered from stupidity virus. So I guess you can't cure it. Anyway, here's another headline. 138 nations in the United Nations passed 7 anti-Israel resolutions declare that the Temple Mount exclusively Muslim. And here's the verse of scripture they use. For the wicked and the deceitful open their mouth against me. This applies to the United States as well, folks. The wicked and the deceitful opened their mouth against me. Where are we in America as far as God is concerned? They hate God. The American people just voted it. Communism is satanic. They hate God. They can say they love God all they want. Well, if they actually, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what I tell you. Otherwise, you don't love me. You're just a hypocrite. You're just lying. Anyway, the wicked and the deceitful open their mouth against me. They speak to me with lying tongue. They encircle me with words of hate. They attack me without a cause. What's going on right here in America? Who are the, it's those white, filthy, perverted, ugly, white Christians that are the real problem here. They have openly said it. Get ready. You said it couldn't happen here. Well, I hate to tell you, it already has. Anyway, with the media about to declare Joe Biden victorious as Donald Trump vows to fight on in court, the Biden campaign has publicly threatened to escort trespassers from the White House. Well, who is the trespassers? Donald Trump. So I believe that this is playing out exactly as planned when Pelosi said, I will be taking over and I will be appointing whoever she can legally appoint to become the new ruler of the United States. And she said that if the election goes into dispute. Well, that's exactly where it is. It's going into the courts. It's a dispute. And we previously reported that the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Mark Milley, met with TV network anchors last weekend to inform them that the U.S. military will not intervene in the election. So this is going to be very interesting because in Barry Rothman's codes, if I remember right, Milley and Biden, but not Trump, are involved in the arrival, in the UFOs and stuff like that. I'd have to dig out that particular one. Remember that, Larry?
Yeah, I don't have that in front of me, but ironically, their names were mentioned, and also what was mentioned was martial law.
Yes, exactly. We're going into martial law. This is what they want. They want full martial law. This is what the Illuminati said a long, long time ago. We will bring about, they didn't say how they were actually going to do it. Now we know how they're going to do it. They would bring about a situation in America where it was divide and conquer, and they would Rules for Radicals, which is a book about a communist insurgency and takeover of the United States, said that at the towards the end of this thing, they would get a pivot man. They'd bring in a man that would be loved and hated, and he would be a pivot, and he would cause this to happen. Well, that's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. This has all been planned a long time ago. And I don't know how Obama's coming back. I still say he is, even though people think we're nuts. Or I am, anyway. I believe Obama is coming back to power. And this may be the very method they're going to use to do it. It can make conditions so bad in the United States that the American people will be begging for Obama. They will be literally begging him to come to power. And the powers that be will oblige. This is the way it is, folks. You're being played. This whole thing is a play. And you have, I don't know what do they call that, Larry, when you go into a play? A program. And they tell you Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Well, that's what the Bible is. It's Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Psalm 2, the kings and rulers of the earth gather themselves together against the Lord, against his anointed. And the Lord says, I don't think this is going to happen exactly the way you think it's going to happen. For the life of me, I can't figure out why anyone would challenge the Lord. It's like all these weapons they're developing to take Christ out when at his return. My Lord, the very being that can, within a split second, dissolve all those weapons and destroy all of them. They're challenging him? It doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, here's another one. Pelosi says Trump will be removed from the White House on, and that he is a domestic enemy. She's calling Donald Trump now a domestic enemy. That's sedition. Well, she is the real domestic enemy herself. Well, this is the prophecy that everything is turned upside down. Good is evil, evil is good. You're watching it happen right before your eyes. Open your Bibles. Start studying it. You have very little time left. Democrats stealing the election, verified, and true independent verification that watermarked and coded ballots. Now, I did some research this on Larry, and I can find nothing about it. But it may be truthful. But let's say it is truthful. Let's say Trump actually won with legal ballots and comes out 80% as winner. Who's going to believe him? Certainly not the left. Does this go then, make it into a revolution? Are you there?
Yeah, I was just listening. I didn't know if he was going to answer your own question.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did send that. I got from Al Cuppet the information about the watermark ballots.
Read that.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. It's on my computer, and I'm not on my computer. But I did send that to Daniel Holdings, who sent it to Steve Quayle, and Quayle said that he checked with all of his insiders that said that was true, that apparently Homeland Security had instituted that after the Democrats won by cheating most of the flips that they did in the 2018 election, if you'll remember those elections.
Oh, yes.
And that it was a preparation. But, you know, the interesting thing is you call Donald Trump a pivot man. It's interesting that he came in, Stuart, about the same time as all of the heavenly signs were indicating a pivot going towards Israel. And Israel came out today and announced if Joe Biden is going to be the president, they are going to attack and destroy Iran.
Yep. This may be the trigger that causes Isaiah 17, Daniel 8, and then subsequently Ezekiel 38, 39. There's not going to be any support for Israel. I don't think, remember that Pelosi said that they were going to invoke Article 25, mental disabilities or whatever. That wasn't for Trump, I don't think. It wouldn't work if it was for Trump, but it would for Biden. So then Harris becomes the president of the United States. A woman rides the beast. I tell you what, folks,
Stuart,
no idea what's coming. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you and I have also, we hadn't talked about it much, but we have kind of just touched on the scenario that if by chance Dana Coverstone is correct and the middle of December or whatever, Biden is in a casket or something happens to Biden, Biden has not at that point until January the 20th has never been sworn in as the president of the United States.
That's
so
right.
would that cause a situation where Biden, if he's gone or out of the picture for whatever reason, Harris, because Biden wasn't sworn in, she wouldn't have been either. Where do we go from there? Is it really Pelosi and the House that takes America over?
Well, it could be, and it would definitely be a constitutional crisis. And that would not be good because we are surrounded now. I want to remember, folks, we told you about Chinese troops being spotted in Canada along the border of Maine and on the West Coast as well. And now I want to, Larry, do you have that thing from Hal Turner about all these aircraft and military vehicles and whatnot being put out on the borders?
Well, it's about six or seven or eight. You're talking about alerts that came out on his intel. But
yep.
but it's over a period of the last month, basically. It's got more urgent, though, now. But there was a lot of, I guess you could say, armor or, you know, self-propelled artillery being shipped by railroads up to the Pacific Northwest and also the Northeast up by the main Canadian border. And then lots of airplanes have been military in the air, apparently moving troops and whatever else, and it's all over the country. I looked today, and there was military airplanes kind of everywhere. There's something going on in the background that we're not aware of, but, you know, we're not stupid. We've seen the intelligence. We've even seen some of the videos of Chinese troops in Canada.
Yes.
And it's
yep.
on the west coast and the east coast of Canada. We've heard there's Chinese ships in the harbor off Greenland. We've heard that some off possibly Iceland. We've heard that there's a Chinese massive army down in Mexico or further down in South America. We've heard they're in Venezuela. There was a report came out today that Iran had a plane load of missiles being flown. They had flown them in and refueled the plane in Tunisia, and we're flying it to Venezuela to use against the U.S., and they are missiles that would reach the U.S. from Venezuela. This nation's in dire peril, Stuart, but the only government we got seems hell-bent on trying to save the American people from Donald J. Trump rather than its real enemies.
I know. But, hey, that's how scam operations work. That's how psyops, even the pollsters. That was a PSYOPs operation. Fox News is now a PSYOPs propaganda news channel, with the exception maybe of Tucker Carlson. And he will soon be gone. They're not going to allow that kind of thing on the air. They're just not. People don't realize what this communist stuff does. I've been warning for a number of times now that China is the model for what America is to become, only with more high tech and more refinement of the lockdown that the American people. And now they're talking about COVID-21 and a huge lockdown and all of this stuff. So get ready, because you're going to be locked into your house. You're going to have to take the test or the vaccine. And if you refuse, you will not be allowed to buy or sell. You won't be allowed to bank. You won't be allowed to go to grocery stores. You will be simply isolated.
Hey, Stuart.
And you, yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, as you were sharing all that, it's so ironic that under Joe Biden, you really don't even have to use the FEMA camps, because the whole American continent will be one big FEMA camp.
Yes, that's exactly what it will be. And what's the latest on the sun? It's sending out, this is a very strange anomaly now that has developed in the sun, folks. And I want to read something that was written back in 2017, but can you bring us up to date on the solar anomalies that are developing? Because it's very serious.
Yeah. Well, they're unbelievable, actually. And I don't know if you saw my post yesterday. I posted something from Strange Sounds that was just really bizarre, because it talked about some type of proton energy and incoming that we were getting on the Earth that was literally making rainbows, even with the entire atmosphere. It was just absolutely bizarre, but I won't go into that right now. What I want to bring up is the fact that, you know, I've told people the last few shows we've done about, you know, on my phone, I get space weather alerts and NOAA alerts about sun activity that you won't find posted on space weather. I mean, if you don't really get it, you don't get it. And I forward those to you, Stuart, not all of them, but some of them. And as you can well see from what I forwarded you, we're having CMEs, multiple CMEs of solar flares every single day and have for a week or more. And this is not even being posted particularly. But now, this is what's interesting today. This is space weather, you know, today, November the 6th. Sunspot AR-2781 sparkles, sparkling with explosion of light bombs. Each flash is an Ellerman bomb, as it's called, which means it's equal to 10 million atomic bombs. And they're saying, stay tuned. So it looks like to me, Stuart, the sun is doing something we just simply was never warned it was going to do. And in the background, they're subtly telling people, you better be warned. This sun is about to really, really do. And, you know, it brings into me a reality of Ed Dames and the scenario of multiple kill shots that come off the sun. We could be in that season now.
Well, we're watching the sun definitely change. I want to read something. This was produced back in 2017 under unknown energies from space. He talks about, this is Botts, this is Cliff High. Sun disease is being a human disease. More mental aberrations, physical symptoms, but are going to be quite a few physical effects reported as well. The physical effects range from sunburns, very deep and scarring levels in only brief minutes, to problems with heat levels, including fainting. Other sets have blindness, and color wash is being reported. The color wash is going to be reported in different words as the color in the landscapes disappearing. In other words, they kind of just, the colors fade. And I have noticed that myself. There, you can go out some days and the colors just don't appear right, that something's wrong. Anyway, the broader sun disease effects include irritability, anger, sense of being driven. Another language that can be thought of is losing mental control due to perception of body processes. These sets are also tied to expressions of sexual excess, and there are supporting sets for some people to react as though cosmic sexual flush, he calls it. Others having just the opposite reaction and are forecast to be attempting to create abstention societies. And then he goes on further that there will be sightings of very strange stuff in the skies, including floating cities, floating buildings, big house-like structures that will be seen around the planet. That's Project Bluebeam, folks. That's I don't have time to get into Project Bluebeam, but that's probably what they're referring to. And then he talks about the Alaskan Pyramid comes into the news. Antarctica comes back into the news. There is a huge, by the way, and a lot of people probably don't realize it, there has been discovered in Alaska an absolutely huge pyramid structure. And then he talks about these unknown energies from space are going to be causing quite a few problems here on Earth, not only with increased gamma radiation exposure, but also through seismic activities increasing, as well as blackouts of electrical systems and many other strange effects. Well, isn't that what we've been happening, Larry?
Well, that is, we've been seeing a lot of this all along, and as I was talking about strange sounds posting the information that even the colors of lights that are being seen now are different, a little stranger than normal. It's not, everything's not normal out there in the light spectrum. So we're seeing all this, and that brings also to my point that, you know, is it possible that the Lord will protect his people? You know, certainly it is, because, you know, I mentioned to you earlier that he's got a lot of rocks out there if he needs to use any. And by the way, don't forget who controls the sun.
Yes. All this is absolutely controlled by the Lord. And planet Earth is under judgment. Planet Earth basically is the planet of the living dead. You have to go back into Genesis. In the day you eat thereof, the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. Well, everybody mocks that and says, well, Adam and Eve didn't die. They lived another 900-plus years. Well, actually, they did die. They died spiritually. They were cut off from the Creator. That's why science is trying to figure out how to get out of the matrix. They know they're in a prison house. They know they're locked down. They're trying to figure out how to get out of the matrix. Jesus Christ said, if you want to get out of the matrix, pick up your cross, follow me. That's what he said. Well, the modern Christian says, I don't have to do that. Jesus did it all for me. Well, that's a total contradiction to what Jesus told you. Pick up your own cross. Paul even elaborated on it, that those who are perishing consider the cross foolishness. He's not talking about, he's talking about your own cross, which people refuse to pick up. And it ties right directly into entering in. Are we still on, Larry?
Yeah, I thought we cut out for a minute there.
Okay. Any last, what have you got else you want to bring up?
Well, I was looking through my notes, and oddly enough, there's interesting information coming in where you mentioned Tucker Carlson. He has also warned that all media, he warned, I believe, this last night, that all media, including Fox, will choose to shut the election down. In other words, try not to allow any more looking into the election and really announce the winner, you know, Joe Biden.
Yep. Yeah, I expected that Joe Biden would have been already declared the winner. But who knows? Maybe they're going to make absolutely sure with their stuff. So anyway, I guess, folks, your neighbors elected, if you're a conservative and you voted for Trump, most of your neighbors did not. They voted for a communist. And I don't understand why they would do that, but it's kind of like a death wish. Why would you vote for somebody who's already told you they're going to lock you down, they're going to force you to wear a mask, they're going to force you to take the mark of the beast, they're going to force you to do this, they're going to force you to do that. And that's exactly what Biden and Harris have told you. And I guess nobody paid any attention to it. Anyway, the Hagman Report was banned from YouTube. He hardly ever does anything that would be that. It's just one thing after another. Like Larry just said, they are going to censor out any point of view that does not agree with deep state, the global deep state. They're not going to do it. We're going into an Orwellian nightmare. 1984 on steroids is what's coming. Any last words you got there, Larry?
If I was the people listening to this show and I woke up tomorrow and I was still here, I would begin to very consciously avoid large cities. Bad things are going to begin to happen.
Yeah, and I guess from what I gather, they already are starting that operation. Here's another headline just for people. Put your thinking cap on. Pennsylvania Democrats go to court to block court order allowing Republicans from observing counting of ballots. Now, why in the world would you do that if it's on the up and up? Because it's not on the up and up. They're doing it blatantly, right in your face. They're coming right out into the open because they're just giving the American people the finger. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. This will probably be taken off line soon, but who knows. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Heads up, take care. Don't be traveling into big cities. Stay away from them. Anyway, good night. Take care. Thank you again, Larry.